Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. Good evening. Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year. I'm just going to wait a few moments before I start. Just going to begin by worshiping. Lord, we thank you, God. We give you praise. Lord, we honor you today. God, you are worthy of all the praise and all the glory. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for another day, God. Thank you, Lord, for a new year, 2022. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to cross over and enter into the first day of the year, January the 1st, 2022. Thank you, Father. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for how you spared our lives. Thank you, Lord. We are so grateful. We're so grateful how you kept us and how you showered down your love, your peace, your joy, your grace, your mercy. We thank you, God, that we are in our right minds, God. We thank you, Lord, that we have the activity of our limbs. We thank you, God, that we have life. We thank you, Lord, that we can breathe. We thank you, Father, everything that you have done for us, God. We do not count it. We do not take it lightly, God, that you have loved on us so greatly that we are not just here, God, but we are thriving. God, we are pressing forward. So, Lord, we thank you for today. Today is a new day. Today is for us another day for us to begin again. Today is another opportunity to say yes to your will and surrender. God, how about she and I was to render your will, God, be done in earth as it is in heaven through your vessels. And so, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We cannot thank you enough. It's with a grateful heart on today that we even come to you. It's with a grateful heart on today, God, that we lift up our voices and say, thank you. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for being our friend. Thank you, God, for listening to us. Thank you, Lord, for communing with us. Thank you, Lord, for responding, God. Thank you, Lord, for using us, Lord, for your glory, God, for your glory to be seen in the earth. We are so grateful. We count it a privilege, Lord, to even be used by you, God. We thank you, Lord. So let your glory be seen in the earth through your people. Let the manifestation of your glory be seen in the earth through your people like never before in this time. God, we give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. I just have a praise on my lips. I just have a praise on my lips for all that God has done and all that who he is. He is so wonderful. And I am so grateful. And I know all of you that will listen to this video, and listen to the replay can attest that God is good. He's so good. He's so merciful. He's so kind. And we just bless him. We bless him. So today, January the 1st, 2002, it is the first Saturday of our push series, And I don't know about you, but I am ready. I am ready to move forward. I'm so grateful to not only be a part of this series, but to have four other of my dear, powerful, power-packed sisters on next Saturday, January the 8th, and all of the Saturdays, it will be at 5 p.m., but on next Saturday, January the 8th, we'll have Dr. Shavonna Whitehead. On January the 15th, we'll have Prophetess Madeline Jones. On January the 22nd, we'll have our prophetess, Shaquetta Miller. And on the last Saturday of this month, January the 29th, we'll have Pastor Keisha Mills. And so I'm just so grateful for all of us that we have partnered together with the Holy Spirit to release what God has given to us and to cause people to be encouraged and to push in this season. It is a time now to push. And I know there are so many things are going on, but we are not going to glorify any of that. But all we are going to do is glorify God and what he wants to do in the earth, because what God wants to do is greater than what we see. What God wants to do It's far beyond what the world is saying right now. What God wants to do through us, he wants to extend his glory in the earth, and he wants to know who will partner with him to get this done. So we are so very grateful for the things that God is doing. So I'm just going to release what God has given to me. I'm talking about forgiveness. And the topic is forgive and live. So I just thank the Lord for this word. I thank God for even how he allowed it to penetrate my heart during the time of just seeking him and just asking him what to say. So I thank God, because anybody that is doing anything for him, whatever we do, God, it hits us first. It hits us first. So I just thank the Lord for this time. I thank the Lord for all that he is going to do in the months to come. I sense it. So I sense that it is going to be great. I sense it that we are going to be changed. I sense it that we're not even going to recognize ourselves in the months to come. So just buckle your seatbelts and get ready for what God is getting ready to release in the earth through his people. So some of us, we may have been for so long doing things for so long the same way and seeing progress maybe. And then some of us may not have been seeing progress. So God is saying now is the time to move differently. Now is the time to do things differently. And I know some of us may be feeling like we're in a season where we're stuck, where, well, this month, we are going to be intentional about pushing forward into a place where we have never been. Now, that may seem like it is, fear may creep in when we don't know what's ahead. But God is saying, I want you to push. I want you to drive yourself in a place and discipline yourself to be in a place to go in my presence like you never have gone before, because we have to push you. And then the thing about it, on this month, all of us are going to come together, whoever decides to listen to this playback and to listen to this video. God wants to push you in the season. And it is the power of God that will push you out of the place of comfortability that into a place of greater. And I don't know about you, but I want greater. I want greater. So listen, with God, it gets better. With God, it grows. With God, there is progress. With God, it will live. With God, you shall live and not die. So I want to encourage you to keep going. Do not lose momentum in this season. Then again, let me rephrase that. You will not lose momentum in this season. And so I just want to just ask you a question. What does forgiveness look like? And I know sometimes we are saying to ourselves, I thought I forgave them already. How do you forgive someone who refuses to say, I'm sorry? And then you ask yourself this question, why am I still hurting? How do you know that you are truly forgiven? How do you know that? And so unforgiveness, let me tell you what it does. It stops you from giving. It limits you from freely giving yourself to others. It blocks the flow because of what you're holding on to. And so giving up something to receive something in return, that's what forgiveness is giving up something to receive something in return. And so I want to let you know, forgiveness does not have to be long and drawn out, but you have to know that it has a root. Yes, it has a root. And it is bigger than someone hurt me. It is bigger than now they need to say, I'm sorry. And so it is an act. What it is, it's an act of surrendering to God's will, doing it repeatedly to others, what Jesus ultimately did to save the world. Dying on the cross was the ultimate act of forgiveness. And us dying to our will is the same matter of forgiveness. Unforgiveness, it keeps the pain concealed. And God is saying, he's revealing to us, he is bringing things to the surface in this season that he wants us to deal with. He's bringing things, let me say that again, to the surface in this season that he wants us to deal with, because it is a time now that he does not no longer want us holding onto things that has been cycles of pain, cycles of repeating over and over again. And then you find yourself in this cycle of repeated mistakes over and over again, and you find yourself in these cycles of pain, in these cycles of going into relationships and connecting with people that are beneath you and that do not value what's inside of you. So God is saying, I need you to release some things in this season. And so the main word for forgive is give. That means, what does it mean to give? To give means to freely transfer the possession of something to someone, to hand it over. So what are we doing in this season? We are transferring everything that has held us back to God. And what is the word F-O-R for? What does that mean? It means it's to indicate the place where someone or something is going to or toward. So we have to make an intentional effort to give this to God and to move forward, to not live in the past. So make an intentional effort to release them or to release it to God, because God already forgave them. God already forgave us. And so it opens the door for reconciliation. You overcome what you're facing presently when you decide to forgive. And so I just want to break it down just a little bit. The initial attack or offense may have started a long time ago. We have to get to the root of the issue. Sometimes we are dealing with symptoms or things that are happening presently, but we have to deal with the root of why we are holding on to things and why we are responding the way we are responding. And throughout the years of our lives, things have been piling on and in our hearts with offenses. And the last one, I know some of you can say the last one, that was the one that broke the camel's back, as we say. All of the anger and the hurt from everything you have experienced in your life is applied to that one last moment or that one disappointing situation. But God will take that moment of pain, that moment of disappointment, and he will take that opportunity to come in and bring healing. When you have reached your breaking point, God will come in and say, listen, I'm not only going to heal that last traumatic situation, but I'm going to go in deeply and heal the things that you've been holding on to and not even realize that you've been holding on to. And so first and foremost, forgiveness cannot be done without God. That offense has to be dealt with at the door. And so sometimes we have come so accustomed to saying, you know, I'm okay. You know, that thing didn't hurt me, and I'm good. I'm all good. There's no worries. But God is saying, be honest with where you are. Be honest with the place that you're in, because the only way you can receive healing is you be honest with yourself. Okay, and be honest ultimately with God. That's the only way that God can come in and bring healing in our lives. So number one, you have to receive forgiveness in order to give it. You have to receive forgiveness in order to give it. God's forgiveness is not predicated on the act. It's predicated on his love. The Bible says that his love covers a multitude of sin. So knowing this causes us to look at our offenses differently. If God forgave us, what gives us the right not to relinquish the same grace to others? Our speech should change, because I know sometimes we often say, oh, this is hard. And the Bible says, but the Bible tells us it's nothing too hard for God. I hear the phrase a lot, and I find myself sometimes every now and then saying that I'm human. And while we know we're human, but let's not make that excuse as to why we don't allow God to flow through us and choose to walk in the supernatural, because it is a choice that we do not fulfill the lust of our flesh and not giving into them. And we do sometimes, but when we do, the Bible also tells us that we resist the devil and he will flee. We resist the temptation of holding a person or a situation in contempt in our hearts. And that brings me to my next point, to forgive yourself. Sometimes our reaction to what people have done to us is based upon what we feel about ourselves. Let me say that again. Our reaction to what people have done to us is based upon what we feel about ourselves. The devil will use people with them not even knowing the depth of what they have done to touch that very weakness in our lives. And we think that it's brushed under the rug. You've been going on for years and years and years, just living and living and living. And somebody comes and hit that button, and then you react in a way and you're like, wait a minute, I thought I was delivered from that. And so God is saying he has the antidote in his word for all of this. The Bible tells us that his strength is made perfect, meaning it's made full, it's made complete, it's not lacking. It's made perfect in our weakness. So if in our weakness, his strength is applied, it cancels out weakness. So we can say, hey, this is a weak area. But if God's strength is applied, we no longer have to say that. We don't no longer have to say, this is my weakness. But this is an area that I have yielded to the enemy for so long, and I have claimed it to be part of me. So now I'm taking the intentional decision. I'm making the intentional decision to say, I'm giving this area to God. So, and I'm applying the word of God to this area so that I no longer give in to this place that the enemy has been using as a playground to keep me bound. And so just like when God spoke light into existent, darkness left. And darkness is the absence of life. So when he said, let the weak say, I am strong. I am strong. It does not matter what that situation, it doesn't even matter how many times you gave in to that place. Say, I am strong. So I know some of us are saying, this is better said than done. I know you're saying, I've been saying this over and over again. I've been quoting these scriptures, but God is saying, listen, this takes practice and it takes discipline to do. It is instructional things that God requires for us to do. It requires patience, but it requires a steady working of going forward and an intentional giving and yielding to God on a consistent basis. There is power in the word of God. And even if you feel like you cannot walk through this forgiveness by yourself, the Bible also tells us that in a multitude of counselors, there is safety. So we thank God for the profession of counseling that is now, I would say, more accepted in the church than it's ever been. And I remember years ago when I went to Bible college, and I went to Bible college to learn more about the word. But one of the prerequisites of this Bible college, they wanted us to go through the counseling course first before we took the Bible courses. And I really didn't, at first was like, wow, okay, that's interesting. But I didn't realize how much pain I suppressed at that point when I signed up for this course until I started walking through the program. And so remember that whatever you're seeking to do will take a process first. To preach healing and wholeness and be effective, you have to go through the process. This is a continued process throughout your life, but some things you can have power over through God and never go back to it again. Let me say that again. Some things you can have power and go through and never go back to it again. Because why? God is our sustainer. He will take the desire away. With the desire gone, the enemy can't tempt us. Well, he can tempt us, but we won't give in. We don't have time to pity pat around our issues anymore. And God is saying, I want to hit this thing on the target in this season. And so it is time to address it. Whatever you are dealing with and facing, it is time to address it in this season. God said, I want to root it up. We have work to do. And it is not like, okay, I'm going to give it to God. And I just want God to work it out. I'm going to lay it at the altar. Yes, we do that. But then there are things that God is requiring for us to do to partner with him. So he will give us instruction as to what to do. And then we can't let it stop us. Again, we can't let it stop us. So my next point, be intentional about your healing process outside of the offense. Outside of what has happened to you, be intentional. This way, your response won't be dramatic. It won't be a dramatic measure. Sometimes the drastic measure exposes the offense. The drastic measure, sometimes you don't even know what you have been holding on to until something happens and it triggers you and it causes you to respond in a certain way. And so let's use two examples. Let me first say the key to getting free and staying free and being effective is prayer. The word of God, applying the word to our lives, being a doer of the word. And so much, some of us hold on to things because we feel validated for feeling the way that we do. We hold on to it and we say, so this is the reason to hold on to it. Is this the reason because something has been done to you? No. How does this help you in any way? It does not. So giving the time for that offense to grow deeper and deeper when you hold on to it. So the only thing you need to grow deeper in is your desire to please God and to draw closer to Him. And so in Luke 23 and 34, I want to talk about Jesus and how he prayed and interceded for those that tempted to kill him. There are things that has been assigned to our lives from the pit of hell, that has been assigned to your life to try to kill you. But God is saying to you today, it cannot kill you. You cannot kill the power of God. The enemy cannot kill the seed of righteousness that is in us. He can't kill that. Only when we have a door and we have giving him access to do that. So what Jesus said on the cross was so powerful. He said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. When Jesus said that, they didn't know what he meant when he said that, but they were blinded by the sin that he was dying for, also affording them the opportunity to repent of their sin. So grace and mercy of God, I want to tell you, is covering you. It's giving you time to repent and come to God. The power of intercession and the power of sacrifice. So I thank God for intercession, because Jesus intercedes for us. And what he did on the cross before he died, he interceded for the people that were trying to crucify him. In Romans 8 and 28, it is Christ who died, and furthermore, it's also written. So who is even at the right hand of God who maketh intercession for us? So keep the key to true forgiveness. Is dying to yourself. The key to true forgiveness is dying to yourself. So others will know that you have Christ, whether the offense was intentional or unintentional. And I want to let you know and remind you that sins blind you to the true state of your being. When truth is revealed, darkness is exposed. But I want to let you know that it is a mystery. According to Daniel 2:22, it says he reveals the deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness. Darkness and light dwells in him. And so we are bound when we don't know the truth. I'm telling you, when you don't know what the truth is about your current situation, I'm not talking about knowing, memorizing Bible scriptures and knowing Bible stories, but I'm talking about knowing what the truth is about what's inside of you and what's been gripping you. What it does is it has to do with forgiveness. Knowing the truth about what's going on inside of you is what Jesus did on the cross when he forgave us of our sins before we committed the sins. He said, forgive them. So God already had a resolution for the things that we are facing and walking into and dealing with right now. But God is extending his grace and his mercy, and he's given us time so you can have the answer to what you are facing today through the word of God right in front of you. But until the scales are taking off of your eyes, you cannot even see it or grasp it or understand it. And it only can be done in the spirit. So when the word of God goes forth to those that are sinners, to those that are saved, to those that are bound, it cuts through the rubble and it penetrates those hidden things that we don't even know that is there. That's why it is so important for us to be rooted and grounded in the word of God. That's why as a believer, everything we do has to be founded on and through the word of God. The only way that it can be effective is if the word of God is applied. The word of God, it says it's quick, because think about it. At the moment, while the Lord has our undivided attention, he has an opportunity to go in and break through some things to set us free. So the word of God is living. God is a surgeon. He is operating on us through the word. So every time we listen to the word, every time we study the word, every time we meditate on the word, do you know that transformation is happening? So it's going to be one day. And I'm telling you how quickly God is working and how intentional God wants us to walk in our purpose. And he does not want things to be held up anymore in our lives. When you wake up one day and you feel a change and the change will be revealed to you, that's the word doing the work. Sometimes the change happens before you can even recognize it. That's what the word does. It goes in and it moves and maneuvers and cuts and prunes and shape you, and you don't even know the depth of it until a certain things comes up and manifests, and you're like, oh my goodness, I'm not responding to that. Some things happen to use to trigger us. Now you're not responding to it anymore. Some things that used to take you totally left field, you're not responding to it anymore. Why? Because the word of God has went in and done a number on those very things that has tried to held you up and kept you bound. And so that addiction that will cause you to try to feed it again, all of a sudden when it causes you to try to feed it, you don't want it anymore. So God is saying he's taking the taste out of our mouths. He's taking the desire away, but it only can come through our intentional seek after him through the word of God and through continuously consecrating our lives and in prayer. The word of God is lasting. It's changing. It is effective and it works. And so I just want to challenge everybody that is looking at this video and that will listen to the playback. Take the next 30 days. This is January the 1st. Take the next 30 days to be intentional about studying the word of God for a couple of hours a day. And at the end of this 30 days, I guarantee you, you will have testimonies of transformation that will come. And so that at the end of this push series, I would like for all of us that want to share testimonies of what God took away, testimonies of what he replaced those things that he took away with. And I want you to type, even in the comments, I want you to type, I'm up for the challenge. I will have testimonies flowing in my life before this month is over. And it does not matter how many Bible stories we know. It does not matter how many scriptures we have memorized in our heart. This has to be a daily seek. Our spirits every day needs a daily charge. God gives us new revelation every time we open up the word. He told the Israelites in the wilderness that they, listen, everything in the wilderness, everything that they needed, God provided for them. They did not have to want for anything when they were in the wilderness. There was manna and quail falling from heaven every day for them to be fed. And God says he is our daily bread. And so even with them knowing that this manna was coming, they saw it coming. They saw it coming and they ate and they gleaned from it. And then Moses said to them, don't try to save this manna from heaven and this quail from heaven. Don't try to save it. Throw it away if it's some left over, because I'm going to give it to you every day. This is a faith walk. We cannot be fearful of tomorrow, afraid to move forward in our destiny, because we don't know what tomorrow is going to hold. But we have to be faithful to what he said. We have to believe and trust what the Lord has promised to us, knowing that tomorrow will take care of itself. And so however, when Moses told them in the wilderness, he said, do not save this manna and this quail for the next day, because it's going to be provided for you. But, you know, some of them did. And when they did, when they woke up the next morning, the manna was full of maggots and it began to smell. And Moses got angry. And so how can something that is given by God produce maggots? How can something? I want to let you know, what God releases to us has to stay before him. And if not, it will be tainted by our own fleshly desires to benefit us. It exemplifies the lack of trust that the Israelites had, because he released it every day and he was faithful and they saw the consistency of God. And so also take away from this that we always need God. And after your prayers are answered, we still need him. After poverty is broken off of our lives and we have thousands in the bank and we have millions in the bank, we still need him. Actually, there's We actually need him even more when God begin to answer prayers, because sometimes we get lifted up in ourselves and we think we can do it in our own strength, and that is just our fleshly nature. But I thank God for those humbling moments. Also, take a moment to think of how we would feel if we were in a relationship and we only come to that person when we need something and when something is wrong. You hardly hear from them when things are going well. God is consistent. He's faithful. He wants to establish a close-knit relationship with his children, that no matter what is going on in our lives, whether things are going good, whether things are going bad, we still stay close to him. We still find it very important and find that it is in our heart's desire to hear from him, to talk to him every day, to commune with him every day. I can't wait to get in the presence of God. It is something about getting in the presence. And even when sometimes if you get busy with life and work and family and business and ministry and things are going on, doesn't matter what you are doing, make sure you set the time aside to spend time with the presence of the Lord. It's like walking blind when you're trying to spend time outside of the presence of God. It's like trying to live this life without him. Look at what happened with Adam and Eve when God was not around. They were naked and not ashamed. But when they breached the covenant and they disobeyed God, they went and tried to cover themselves, which was taking matters in their own hands and doing it in their own strength. Because when something leaves our lives, God does not want to leave that place empty. He wants to fill every void in our lives. Why is that important? And it takes us to Luke 11, 24 through 26. It says, when an unclean spirit comes out of a man, it passes through arid places seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, I will return to the house that I left. On its return, I find that the house swept clean and put in order, then goes and brings seven other spirits more wicked than itself, and then it goes and dwells there. So let's say you have been delivered from something. And you say, you know, I'm okay, I'm good, I thank God for deliverance. You're praising and worshiping God and giving him praise. And then you're not feeding your spirit, man. You're not fasting. You're not praying. You're not living a consecrated life. You're not being aware of what is going on around you and who you're connecting with. Do you know that the enemy is just waiting? He's just waiting for that vulnerable moment, for him to come and tempt you to go back into that place and entertain the spirits that you have been delivered from and the things that you have surrendered to God. So we have to be on guard. And so let's continue. So after Jesus said, forgive them, for they know not what they do, the next verse said, then one of the criminals who was hanging blasphemed, seeing Jesus, saying, if you are the Christ, save yourself. So at that moment, I just want to let you know that God, Jesus took the time that at that moment, while hanging on the cross, he was in pain and agony, carrying the sins of the world. He took time to tell this man, after he asked, he said, today you will be with me in paradise. So he took the moment to forgive those that were trying to crucify him. And even the one that just blasphemed him on the cross beside him, the thief, the robber, he said, today you will be with me in paradise. It was at that moment that we see the grace and mercy of God and how Jesus on the cross, he took time to even forgive the man that just blaspheming him. So I just want to let you know, this is powerful. Forgiveness is powerful. Forgiveness will cause you to move in such a grace and a power that God wants to release upon your life. But when you don't release things to God, it blocks the flow of God. And so even Stephen, which he was a bold evangelist, he did the same thing. He was being stoned for preaching the gospel. And he said the same thing. He said, before he yielded his spirit to God, he said, forgive these people that are stoning me right now. There are some people, there are some situations that may be grave and you may not even understand it. And people may have intentional or unintentionally done you wrong. But God said, we cannot hold that in our hearts. We are to forgive people 70 times 7. That's a lot of forgiveness. And we cannot walk around holding things in our heart. And so even when we felt like we have gotten over it and we're saying, Lord, I don't even understand why I'm feeling this way. He said, just give it all to me. And he'll reveal to us what we have been holding on to. It is such freedom to let it go. It is such freedom to give it to God. And that way our mindset can ascend. We can choose to rise above the situation. We can choose to see it through God's perspective, or we can hold on to the animosity. And it's a root of bitterness that begins to set in when we don't release things that have happened to us. And certain things is going to happen as long as we're here. As long as we're living in this earth, there are things that are going to happen. The Bible prepares us for it. It prepares us for it. But in order for us to move to the next level in our lives, listen, we have to understand the Bible also tells us, do not repay evil for evil. Do not repay insult for insult. You know, well, they treat me like this, so I'm gonna throw shade too. No, God said we will not receive an inheritance or a blessing. And he said, even if, and the word also tells us, even if we try to make sacrifices and we go to the altar and try to pray, and God said, get up and go make it right with your brother and your sister. Listen, there were many times in my prayer time, there were many times I've had dreams, visions of people that I needed to release and things that I needed to let go. And it's no way that you can constantly be in the presence of God and constantly praying and fasting and seeking the Lord, and he's not going to show you and reveal what you've been holding on in your heart against somebody else. There's no way that he will not show you. Now, whether you're ready to deal with that thing, and whether you're ready to deal with the offense or not, he's revealing it to you, and he's knocking at your door letting you know you need to let that go. You need to go to the person and say, listen, I'm sorry for even holding this in my heart. And then the thing about it, we have to understand that sometimes it's not even intentional. Things that have happened to us, it's not intentional sometimes. It's sometimes even our perception of what we think has happened. And so we can't even make assumptions. And I just want to read the scripture, Matthew 7:3-5. It says, why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye and do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye and look at the plank in your own eye? There are many times when I have been judgmental of things and situations and people. And then in the second, second thought, I'm like, I can't even judge that person because of what I feel and what I'm dealing with in my own heart. It's just like at that moment, how can you judge? How can you judge? How can you judge when we are dealing with stuff our own selves? So I'm telling you what forgiveness does when we receive forgiveness, we can give it. And so we constantly have to stay before the Lord, asking God to forgive us our thoughts. Do you know if everybody can see and hear our thoughts? Oh my goodness. Do you know we won't have any friends? We won't have nobody in our lives. If people can really hear what we think about them sometimes, what goes through our mind, and sometimes you got to rebuke your own thoughts. You're like, Lord, I cast down every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. I'm bringing that thing into captivity, into the obedience of Christ. So at the moment when strife tries to come in your mind, when that evil thought tries to come against your brother or your sister, your child, your husband, your wife, anything that tries to come in your mind to cause division, you have to cast that down at the moment. It takes discipline, because at the moment, and when you're angry, when stuff has been piled on for years and years and years, and people have been just doing things, listen, we cannot walk around being the victim, because trust and believe, there's something that you have done to somebody, and somebody sitting in their room years later crying about what you did to them, and you probably don't even know it. And so we cannot play victim, because we've hurt people too, whether it has been intentional or unintentional. Let's be real. Somebody is hurting from something that we did. Okay. And so we don't walk around with unforgiveness in our heart because somebody else has been hurt by you, by us. So we have to give it to God. We have to give it to God. Now, forgiveness is not, it does not have to be a long and drawn out thing, especially when we give it to God. All of us are faulty in some kind of way. It may not be in the area that the other person or other people are, but we all are guilty. And thank God for the blood of Jesus that makes us innocent. He's righteous. He's holy. So thank God for the sacrifice that Jesus made for righteousness to be applied to us. That's why the Bible says that our lives is hid with Christ in God. So thank God that he's hiding us. Thank God that all of the things that we are feeling right now, thank God for all of the things that we're struggling with, that our lives is hid with him, that his grace and his mercy, the Bible says, is following us all the days of our lives, and it continues to cover us every day. So don't ever put a stamp on God. Some things he can do immediately, but some other things take time because of the other things that are attached to it. And even still, the multitude does not matter to God. The multiplicity of things that have happened in your life does not matter. He extends grace upon whoever he wishes, and it is not our responsibility to judge it. I don't care who has done what. It's spirits that have attached themselves to people. And even when we judge people that are going out and committing these crimes, we don't know what has happened in our lives. We don't know the trauma that has happened that has caused them to react to different things that they're doing. We don't know the depth. So that's why we cannot judge anybody. We don't know what caused them to trigger them to move into that place. That's why the Jesus teaches us on the cross. What did he do? He interceded. He said, Lord, forgive them. He interceded. And so this is what we have to do. When an offense comes at the door, I'm going to enter. It's hard to hold an offense against someone when you're interceding and you're praying for them. That's why this is a responsibility that we have to pray. The Bible says that men are to always pray and not faint. And so if we are constantly in intercession and prayer, it's going to be hard to hold on to some stuff. I'm telling you, because if you're constantly allowing the word to work on your heart, these things are going to come up. And so we can constantly keep running. But as long as we're running in the presence of God, he's going to keep revealing these things. And so sooner or later, we're going to have to deal with these issues that we have been holding on to for so long. And God is saying it's coming to a head now. It's like we can't hide it anymore. He's like, you can't hide it anymore. Everybody sees it. It's coming out in everything that you do, everything that you are releasing. God is saying, but I need my people to be effective. It's a world out here that needs what we have on the inside, but they don't need it wrapped up in pain. They don't need it wrapped up in unforgiveness. They don't need it wrapped up in the hurt of your past, but they need the word of God wrapped up in love, wrapped up in peace, wrapped up in joy. They need to hear the good news, and they need to see a people that have been delivered and set free from things that we have dealt with in our lives. What's the point of being saved if we really are not being saved from our past? You know, what's the point of giving our lives to Christ if we're not really releasing everything to him? I don't know about you, but I don't want to keep struggling over and over with the same things, cycles of pain, cycles of things happening over and over again, keep failing the test over and over again. No, God, reveal it to me. Show me what I need to do to let this thing go. And guess what? The next point I want to make, be intentional about your destiny so that you won't allow any offense to stop you from loving and forgiving. So don't focus on it more than you focus on God. When you have your eyes on God, when you're looking to the hills from which cometh your help, God won't send help. He said his help comes from him. Our help comes from the Lord. So when we don't focus on it and focus on God, it diminishes. It loses its power and its grip over our lives now. And it stops us from moving in fear and moving forward in our destiny. Look to God. He's the author and the finisher of our faith, meaning how we maneuver through this life is dependent upon our faith in him. I trust him with the offense. I trust him with the unforgiveness. I trust him with the pain. I trust him what has happened to me when I was 5, when I was 6, when I was 7, when I was abused, when I was molested, when I was physically abused, when I was emotionally abused. I'm not a victim anymore. God took all of that on the cross. And so I want you to take that thing that you've been holding on to for years and place it on the cross and say, God, I'm tired of carrying this around. I'm tired of using this as an excuse of why I can't move forward because somebody did this to me and it's still hurting me. God said, okay, it's still hurting you, but you're choosing to still carry it, but give it to me. I can relinquish that pain. I can take that pain away. So how we respond to life is all dependent upon our faith. It's a faith walk. So we're saying, okay, if I give it to God, will he heal me? Yes. He said, by his stripes, we are healed. Then we're saying, you know, when am I going to stop feeling the pain? I don't know. We don't know when the pain is going to stop. But as long as we're in the presence of God, he's the balm in Gilead. He's the healer of our souls. He's the healer of everything. He said in his word, by his stripes, we are healed. So if you are feeling the pain, don't worry about it. God's pouring out his glory. He's pouring out his healing virtue upon that wound right now. And don't let what hurts you. Don't let what hurts you stop you. Don't let what hurts you from the past stop you. And don't hold that thing against the person. Don't hold it against yourself. Sometimes we need to forgive ourselves. So I wanted to just build your faith today. I want you to build your faith today by the word of God. The Bible says that faith cometh by what? Hearing. And hearing the word of God. We cannot forgive without him. So let's take a moment. Let's take a moment to ask for forgiveness. Take a moment to ask God to forgive him, forgive you of everything that you did leading up all the way up until this day. And now take a moment by faith to forgive the offense, to forgive the offense that has happened to you. And I pray that the Holy Spirit during the days and the weeks and the months to come and the years to come. And I just pray that on this year, that the things that has hindered you, even in your childhood, all the way up into through your adulthood, I am praying. It has been my prayer. It is my prayer for myself. And it is my prayer for my brothers and sisters and whoever in the world. It's my prayer that we move on intentionally to this journey of healing. It's now the time to live. But in order to do that, we have to receive the healing of the Lord. It's time to live. So you have to make that intentional effort to move forward in your life. Continue, live, maintain this, what God has given you. And we have to do the work. It cannot be done without us doing the work. Whatever you got to do, if you have to go to counseling, if you have to get someone that you can trust, that is walking with the Lord, that you can hear, that hears from God, go to counseling, go through the deliverance. There are deliverance ministries, there are people that operate in deliverance. Go through whatever you have to go through. Make effort to spend time in prayer and studying the word of God, meditating on the word, building up your spirit, man, so it can transform your mind, so it can change your heart. Get to the offense. Get to the fence. And sometimes we need to go to the offender. If the situation presents itself and we can do this, sometimes we need to go pick up the phone, call the person and get it right. We don't have time to waste anymore. Because then even if the person is not alive anymore, God forbid, but if the person is not alive anymore and you're still holding on to that pain of what happened, let it go. God will let you know who you need to address. He will let you know if you need to call him or if you need to just release it in his presence and release it to him. And just like that, one day you will wake up and no longer feel the pain of that situation. But we have to deal with it in order to heal. You will wake up one day because there are situations where I had prayed about for years and years and years and years. And I'm like, Lord, when? And then I woke up one day, a situation presented itself. And before I knew it, I didn't feel the pain of it anymore. Glory to God. So that is going to happen to you. And I declare in the name of Jesus that you're going to wake up one day and you're going to be going about your daily schedule and something's going to happen and it's going to make you aware that you have been healed from that offense or from that situation or from that spirit that has been trying to keep you bound for years. God is saying it's coming to a head. I need you free. I've come to set the captives free. And he said, be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. When you have been free from that thing, don't allow a situation to come and try to tempt you to go back into that place of unforgiveness. Because the Bible says to love your enemies, to love them. You got to love them. Do good to those that hate you. Bless those that curse you. Pray for those that despitefully use you. This is the word of God. So we have to make an effort to do this. Make every effort to live in peace with everyone. Listen, make every effort to live in peace with everyone. It does not matter what you have been dealing with. It does not matter what you have been going through. Make every effort to be in peace with everyone, because that very thing and that very offense that you're holding on to, do you know that can block you? Do you know that can block you? It can block your blessings. It can block you from moving forward in your life. And so I don't know about y'all, but it's time to live. It's time to live and move forward from the place of complacency. It's time to say yes to the will of God. It's time to let go of yesterday's hurt and pain and release it to him. You saying it's been hard. I don't understand. No, change your speech. Change your speech and assume, because offense is going to happen. It may even happen after you look at this video. It may happen tomorrow. It's bound to happen. You know, all of us, and you're bound to even do it to somebody else and not even realize it. So when we understand that and we take a grasp of that, we can intentionally say, I'm going to live my life to make peace with people and to make sure I do my part, to make sure I do my play, my part in the situation. And so it hits differently when an offense come at the door. You're like, you know, okay, I understand that. I'm going to pray about the situation. I'm going to choose to release it at the door. That way years, you know, months go by, years go by, and you got this thing rooted and grounded in you. And then you, before you know it, you're releasing that anger to other people that don't even know, you know? And so sometimes also we have to really be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and understand that when people are doing things, it's not even personal. It's probably something. That's why when we are praying for other people, when we are interceding, God will reveal to why people are doing what they're doing. And then it's sometimes easier not to take it personal, because you know it has nothing to do with you. So when you are staying in a consistent place of prayer and staying in the word and staying consecrated before the Lord, you won't miss these things, because God, the Holy Spirit, is our guide, and it will show us and it will let us know. It will allow us to be patient with people while they are in their process. Everybody is in a different season. You may be in the season where you're walking in a place of healing and you're walking in a place where God is doing some things in your life. And then you have another person that may be connected to you and they got jealousy rising up and you don't even understand, but you don't know that they have been in cycles of poverty and hurt and things have just been falling to the ground. And they looking at your life and you're like on a thousand, joy is coming from your lips and you're just grateful to God. And you're looking at this person and you're like, oh, they hating on me, but you don't understand. They probably admiring you, but at the same time, when a wound is there and when people are dealing with hurt and pain, it's easy for a spirit to attach itself to that person, and jealousy and envy and strife will come in. And before you know it, you know, they may be a potential enemy and may be attacking you. But you have to be mature. God is saying, I want my people off of the milk, and I want my people in a place of maturity. There's things that used to hurt you years ago. It don't move you like that anymore. That trigger is gone. He said, I need my people to be mature because I'm moving you in a place where I am causing you to be a light to people that need to be free. There are people that need to be saved, and we need to have this thing right for real, because the truth be told, we're going to be put in situations and we're going to be tested and proven. So what's going on inside of you going to come out? And so God is saying, why have you hidden? Why have you on the backside? Why have you covered? Let me get that thing right before the enemy try to put you expose what I've been trying to hide you. And so some of you have been like, when is it my season? When is it my time to go forth? God said, it's some things that I need you to do in you first. There's some things that I need to process in you first, even on the level, not saying that God can't use you where you are, but there are things that we are desiring. And then we got to check our motives. We got to check our motives as to why we want to move to a certain place and be high and be known and our name to be heard amongst men. No, it's not about that. It's about the glory of God shining through us in the earth so that people can be saved and free and delivered. There is a dying people that are in the world of Ashiki of us, and they need the gospel of Jesus Christ. They need us to be free. They need an Ashika. They need us to be free. So God is causing us to get to a place where we want to be free. And by any means necessary, we will do whatever we got to do to be intentional about our freedom, and we will do whatever we have to do and discipline ourselves to stay free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Whatever you had to do, stay in the presence of God every day. Stay reading the word consistently. Be doused in the presence of God. Worship, meditating on the word, whatever you got to do. But God said, I need you to be intentional about this. Seek, you know, Shikiyama, I need you to be intentional about your spiritual growth. I need you to be intentional about going forward and getting from that place of getting off of the milk and the meat. God said, I want to reveal myself to you in a way that I've never done it, but I can't do it because you won't let go of this stuff, this baggage, this thing, these things. And sometimes we don't even know what it is, but God said, I will show you. I will let you know what it is, because the word is a lamp into our feet and a light into our path. It will illuminate that very thing, the mysteries of what you've been holding on to. Somebody, I don't know what it is. The word of God will shine a light on that thing and get the root of it out of you. And before you know it, it'll be exposed. It'll come to the surface. You're like, oh my goodness, I didn't even know I was carrying this around. God is saying, that's what the word does. Don't beat yourself up about it because it manifested itself. Just thank the Lord that it was exposed. Thank God that he brought it to the surface. Thank God that he allowed things to happen in our lives to bring it to the surface, even if it was something or something somebody did that agitated you and you're like, oh my goodness, I thought I was healed from that. It's okay that you were not healed. It's okay that you acknowledging that you are in a place where God is saying, I'm revealing what's been holding you back for so long. But I'm here to tell you today, and I'm getting ready to end, but I'm here to tell you today, what's been holding you back for years, God is saying, that is it. Enough is enough. I want you to deal with it today. Go and be intentional. So for the next 30 days, every day, type in the comments that you are up for the challenge to daily get in the word. I'm talking about like never before. I'm talking about breaking down the word, getting your notepad, getting your Bible, getting your word every day, writing down, studying, doing research, and letting that thing. And the thing about the word, it is, oh my goodness, it is so fulfilling. And when you get really deep into it, sometimes you be hours and if you're doing it in the morning before you go to work and you're like, Lord, I know I got to go to work, and it gets so good to you. The Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. So I challenge you for the next 30 days. If you spend an hour in the word, spend 2 hours in the word. Yes. Commit to getting in the word and really in your prayer time, asking the Lord to reveal, what do I need to let go? Because it's time to live. What does live mean? That means it's time to produce. It's time to give birth. It's time to push past what you have been feeling. And don't allow your emotions to control your actions. Don't allow your emotions to, it's good to feel. It's good to feel. That's an emotion that God gave us, but don't allow it to control your life. The Holy Spirit will help you to manage those emotions. You don't try to do it yourself. Why would we have the Holy Spirit living down inside of us if it was a work that we had to do? Only thing we have to do is allow the Holy Spirit to show us and move us and mold us and make. That's all we have to do, is allow the Holy Spirit to give it, to be our guide and to help us to maneuver through life. So God is going to highlight, hear me, God is going to highlight and show you yourself. It is not our responsibility. Now, if God give you a word for somebody and, you know, helping and ministering, yeah. But it's not our responsibility to be going and trying to find stuff in other people's lives when you got stuff right here that we've been holding on to. So God said, let me come in there so that you can be effective in everything that I'm calling you to do in the earth. I need effective people. I need healed people. I need free people. I need people that are free. And so the world can see you free. The world can see you smiling, and you really smiling because you got the joy of the Lord. The world can see the light of God because darkness ain't all in you. And you ain't holding on to this stuff that's got causing your light to be hidden. No. We being exposed in this season. And that's a good exposure. That's the glory of God being exposed and being illuminated in so much and so that you're going to cause other people's lives to be transformed forever because you are allowing God to heal you and bring you to a place of glory, where the glory of God can be revealed in your life forever. This will be a continuous thing. This will be a thing that you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to even be fearful. Oh, is it going to come up again? God said, no. Don't be fearful. This is an everyday thing. The just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. So don't worry about if tomorrow you're going to be feeling it, or is it going to come back the next day? No. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Don't worry about that thing coming back. If it comes back, you got the power. You're equipped now to release it. And so I'm just going to pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for where you're moving us to. We thank you, God, for you're moving us to a place of victory. God, you said we already have the victory. We are overcomers. We are ambassadors of Christ. You have already deemed us righteous. We are the redeemed of the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So, Father, we thank you now. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in the lives of your people. We thank you now for how you are building us up to rise again. Rise from that place of complacency. Rise of that place from of slothfulness, and allow God, allow him to move through and in your life like he's never done before. Allow God to go into those hidden and secret places, to go into the crevices of your life and in your heart, the things that you have been holding on to, the people that you have been holding in contempt in your heart and holding on to the offense for years. God is saying, in this season, release it. If you got to call out their name right now, if you got to call out the situation right now, God is saying, I will even highlight what has been holding you back. I will show you what the root of it is, and I will apply the word of God to that situation. And God said, be healed, be whole, walk into a place of healing and wholeness in this season. We are healed by his stripes. We are no longer bound. So that offense, God, we present it to you today in the name of Jesus. We present the hurt and the pain to you today. And we pray in Jesus' name that you will search our hearts now in Jesus' name. The things that have been, God, that we've been carrying around, we lift it and we leave it at the altar. Search our hearts today, God. That rejection, that person that rejected you years ago, God said, said, you are not rejected, but you are accepted in the kingdom of God. You are not abandoned, but you are accepted. You are loved. God said, nothing can snatch you out of my hand. Nothing has the power to pluck you out of my hand. So right now, in the name of Jesus, that very thing, that very situation that has caused you to stop from moving forward, God is saying there is getting ready to be a supernatural release on your life now that is going to cause you to be ignited again. God said he's going to return you back to your first love where you first knew him. And even if you don't know him now, God said, I am going to introduce myself to you. I am your father. I am your peace. I am your healing. I am your comforter. I am your defender. I am your way out of no way. I am your provider. I am the lawyer. I am the doctor. Whose report will you believe? Will you believe the report of the Lord? I know some of us have been diagnosed with mental illnesses. The doctor said, you were severely depressed. The doctor said you had high blood pressure. The doctor said you have a disease in your blood. The doctor said that you were paranoid or schizophrenic. The doctor said that you had ADHD. But God, what did God say? He said, I will give you peace if your mind is stayed on me. And so God is even healing those from mental illnesses. God is even healing those that have chemical imbalances in your brain. And you said you can't even focus. God is removing the confusion in your mind, and he is bringing clarity into your destiny today. He is causing you to go into, walk into a place of freedom like you have never walked into before. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are free. And I want you to declare it today and say, you are free. I am free. Free. I am free from everything that has tried to hold me bound. I am free from everything that has tried to stop me. I am free from everything, every assignment from the pit of hell that has tried to silence my voice. And you have to declare it out of your own mouth that you are free and that you will not keep silent, and that God has given you a word inside of your belly and you will release it in this season. It will cause other people to be set free. Because you are free, and this freedom should be spread abroad. This freedom should be shared to those others that are bound. But God said, I'm doing a new thing in you in this season, and it shall spring forth like it never done before. It shall spring forth through in and of Oshai. I'm putting a word in your belly in this season, and you know, my soul, it's going to be like fire shut up in your bones. You know, I'm giving you boldness, I'm giving you courage, I'm giving you confidence in this season. You will not be that person that will be afraid and be on the sidelines. And you said, no, but so call you. You said no before. God, I'm not capable of doing that. You said no before. God, I can't do that. I don't have. God said, no, you can, but I can. God said, I can do it through you. I just need a total surrender. I just need a person that is willing to die to your will. And that's what Jesus did on the cross. And he it was a giving of his life. They persecuted him, but they did not kill him. He gave his life. And so this is something we have to intentionally do. We have to give our lives back to him. And God said, there will be nothing I will withhold from those that love me and that keep my commandments. This will require a holy life. This will require a righteous life. This will require a place that we will walk in consecration. This will require a life totally and willingly and intentionally dedicated to serving the kingdom of God, to serving the Lord, to expanding the kingdom. And Father, we partner with you today. We make a covenant with you today that we will no longer back down, that we will no longer throw in the towel, that we will no longer give up, that we surrender our will today, and we die totally to ourselves. We come to the end of ourselves today. We come to the end of ourselves today. We are tired of holding on to those things that have been stopping us for so long. And in the next days, in the next weeks and the months to come, God is saying, for all of those, for all of those that seek me, I will manifest my glory in you so great. I will manifest my glory in you so great. You will not recognize yourself because you will be gone out of the equation, and God will totally take over your life, and he will use you to do many exploits in the kingdom of God. He want to use you in a mighty way. He want to use you to release the power of God in the earth. So don't regret the pain. Don't regret what you have dealt with. Just release it to God. Thank God for the push. Thank God for what he allowed to happen. Thank God for his grace and mercy for covering us. Thank the Lord for whatever has happened, for whatever God has graced you to be able to carry, because it's prepared you for now. It's prepared you for now. Some of you been asking the Lord, why did I have to go through this? Some of you been asking the Lord, why did I have to carry this burden? Because I knew you can handle it. I won't put more in you than you can bear. So after this, it's a mountain right in front of you. There may be a mountain right in front of you, but God is saying, speak to that mountain. Use the word that I've given you. I have equipped you to speak with authority and power. I have equipped you on a Shakaya. I have anointed you to speak with authority and power in the noble Shakaya over your own situation. And the word of God will not return void, but it will do what it is set out to do. So I challenge you to get the word inside of you for the next 30 days. Spend more time with the Lord for the next 30 days. Be intentional about it and apply the word to your life and to your situation. And there will be a manifest of glory in your life that you've never seen. There will be a manifest of power from those that will yield their will. If you will give up your will for God, if you will release the offense, if you will release the strife out of your heart, if you will allow God creating us a clean heart, oh God, take this heart. The heart is desperately wicked. Who shall know it? For out of it flows the springs of life. So God, we said it in this push series for this month. We're going to be intentional about pushing. We are in the birthing chamber. But God has some midwives that are put in the sakai. So he said, get in position, because we're going to be cheering you on, telling you to push. You feel that pain and that contraction, and it's okay. Push your way through it. That situation came up out of nowhere, but it's okay. Push your way through it. You would never know the power that resides in you if you never dealt with anything. You would never know that you are an overcomer if you never had to overcome anything. So stop asking God why. Stop complaining. But instead of complaining, we praise. Instead of complaining, we pray. Instead of complaining, we seek you, Lord. Instead of complaining, we speak life. Instead of complaining, we are going after a seek after you like we've never done before. God said, I'm pushing you into a place of power. I'm pushing you into a place of authority. I'm pushing. God is saying, I'm going to give you the push. I'm going to help you to give birth to this baby. You are long overdue, but God said he's redeeming the time. Don't say to yourself, I've wasted so much time. I've wasted so many years. We silence the voice of the enemy right now. Yesterday is gone, but today is a new day. You can begin today. You can begin today. He is redeeming the years that the palmer worm and the canker worm have stolen. And God said, He's going to give you double. Whatever we give to God, whatever we lease to God, whatever we put on the altar, he's going to multiply that thing. So whatever you have, pour it out. Give it to him. Give him your gifts. So he can purify them. You call Shakia, God is anointing us again. He is anointing us for the assignment. He is pouring out his oil for the assignment. It is intense for a lot of people in this season. But it's okay. The intensity is increasing the push. The intensity is causing you to push harder. God, This is an intense push. This final push that you're getting ready to do is going to expose everything that's been holding you back. This final push that you're getting ready to release is going to give birth to everything that you've been holding on to. God's pulling back the curtain in this season. You're going to be my showpiece. You're going to be the person I'm going to use in the season. Empty out your vessel in the presence of God. God said, I want to fill you up. Oh, fill us up, God. Healing, it is our portion. Healing at this children's bread. We shall not walk around bound. But Christ has set us free. You are already free. This is not something that you have to try to obtain, but receive your freedom. You just got to receive it. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We are free through the word of God. So the word of God, let it work. Let it work on your heart. Let it work on your heart. Let it transform your mind. Let it change your thinking. We're coming up higher. We're coming up higher. We're coming up higher, God. We're coming up higher, double shit. We're staying seated in our place of royalty. We're putting on our robe of righteousness. You double shiki and amando shay. You're crowning us with your glory, God. You double shi and amando shiene. Oh, come on. You're crowning us in this season with your glory. He is beautifying us. He is preparing us. He is preparing the church. Oh, he's preparing the bride. He's adoring the bride. Oh, and let his train fill the temple. We're going beyond the veil. We're going past where we have been before. We're going beyond the veil. In that secret place. Oh, he's going to reveal his glory. He's going to reveal himself. Supernatural encounters. Oh, but we're going to see. We're going to see what God's been trying to show us the whole time. Our eyes are going to be open. The scales are going to be removed. Glory, glory, glory. The scales are going to be removed from our eyes. We will no longer be walking dead. God is resurrecting some of us. He's stirring up the gifts inside of you. He's recharging you in this season. You have been weary and well-doing. You have been worn out and tired. But God said, I'm recharging you in this season. I'm giving you ammunition to push. I'm giving you ammunition to keep going. I'm giving you ammunition to keep going. Some of us are tired. Some of us are tired. Some of us are worn out. But God is He said, I'm releasing a grace. I'm releasing a grace, and you're going to finish strong. Don't worry about if you're going to finish. You keep saying to yourself, I keep stopping. Oh, but God is faithful and true. You're going to finish strong this time. You're going to complete your assignment. Everything God has placed on the inside of you is coming forth. Hey, so push. Push, push. It's coming forth. It's coming forth. It's coming forth. It's coming forth. It's breaking forth. It's breaking forth in this season. It's breaking forth in this. This is going to be a new season. This is going to be a season that you have never imagined. You're going to see the manifestation of the power of God in a way you've never seen it. You're going to see them the loved ones that you've been praying about for years. You're going to see them healed and set free. You're going to see things turn around in your business and ministry. You're going to see an influx of souls come in for those that are pastoring, for those that have ministries, for those that have been preaching and prophesying and just going forth. And God is saying, I'm doing a new thing and it shall spring forth. It's going to be greater. The greater works God wants to do through us. He said, are you willing to do it? Are you willing to say yes? Are you willing to be stretched to your full capacity? You know what I'm saying? Oh my, de she and I, or you're willing to be stretched to your full capacity. Ooh, I'm about to shake here. Just like a woman that is pregnant. Her stomach stretches. Her stomach stretches to make room for what's growing on the inside of her. You don't know, Shekinah. God said, I'm stretching you. I'm making room. I'm making room. I'm making room for what I'm pouring out. Yes, you have the capacity because I'm stretching you to feel you. I'm stretching you to feel you. And it's painful. The stretch is painful. The stretch is a sacrifice. But God is saying, let me do it this season, because what I'm birthing inside of you, this baby is coming forth and ready. This baby is coming forth powerful. This baby, you know, Shekinah, will cause others to push. This baby will cause others to be encouraged. This baby will cause others to even plant seeds in others, so others can carry their seeds and give birth and grow and mature and nurture. So thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for the push. We're pressing in. We're pressing in like we never have before. We're desperate for you. Like a deer panted after the water, our soul longs after you, God. We want more. We need more. We need it. We need you, God. We want you. Thank you, Lord. We want you. Glory, we want you. We want you. We want you, God, and we need you. And we go after you, God. Thank you, Jesus. So for the next couple of weeks, the women of God are coming forth. The midwives are coming forth. And they're going to help us push. They're going to help us push. But you got to do your part. Oh, every day. Spending time in the presence of God. Every day. Praying and seeking the face of God. Every day. A consistent seek. Consistently reading the word of God. God will reveal himself to you in a way he's never done before. He's going to do it. He is doing it, and the world needs us to come forth. The world needs us to give birth. So stay tuned in the next 4 weeks for this push series. Next Saturday at 5 p.m., come back. And I have just want to show you, remind you that it's birthing season. Level up and push. It's birthing season. Level up and push. I have these shirts and masks and t-shirts. I'll share the link. But you got to remind yourself. You got to put a post-it. I'm pushing. This is my season to give birth. Post it in your bathroom. Post it on your wall. Whatever you got to do. This is my season to give birth. This is my season to see the manifestation of God in my life. This is my season to see what I've been praying for manifest itself. So, Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing in and through us. We thank you, Lord, because we're not letting down. We're not giving up. We're not throwing in the towel. We're not turning back. But we choose to forgive, and we choose to live, and we choose to release whatever that's that we've been holding on to for a long time. God said, just let it go. I'll help you. I'll help you let it go. So, Lord, we just thank you. Bless you. Everyone that watches this, bless you. God is going to help you in this season. Allow the Holy Spirit to be your guide and show you. Allow the Holy Spirit to do what it was sent to do. Allow the Holy Spirit to do that. We can't do it in our own strength. We'll fail every time. But when we allow God to do it, it's going to work. He is the living word. And he will not, when the word is sent out, it will not return void. It will do what it is set out to do. God bless you all. And go and be who God has called and created you to be for such a time as this. Yes, it is your season. It is your season to win. Because God already won, you already won. So put on your robe, put on your garment. You are crowned with glory. You are crowned with righteousness. This is something you don't have to do yourself. God has already done it. So go and be and push in this season. In Jesus' mighty name, God bless you all.